Possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. That was Preserve Jams, a new lead-in for time travel. With Anna, she'll be here every Wednesday night from 4 to 5 p.m. I'm going to start you off in 1977 with a little conversation, a little close encounter of the third kind.
Chris Earl, time travel starts now.
WMFO Medford, Mass. Thanks for listening to Time Travel with Chris Earl. I'm here with you every Wednesday.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol.
Willie Nelson here on Time Travel. All the famous people show up on Time Travel. Here's another one, Mr. Alec Baldwin.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Morgan Freeman.
This is Morgan Freeman.
Here's Mr. Paul Newman.
Close your eyes.
We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead.
President Barack Obama here on Time Travel.
Looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I'm gonna kill the bear.
Say it. I'm gonna kill the bear.
Say it.
I'm gonna kill the bear.
Say it.
Say I'm gonna kill the bear.
Say it.
I'm gonna kill the bear.
Say it again.
I'm gonna kill the bear.
And again.
I'm gonna kill the bear.
Got
it.
And now the moment you've been waiting for. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show is called Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. If you're still at work, leave.
All-Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All-Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our all-request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry. I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
A contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft.
Together, that's the way to say.
As the Carpenters from 1977 came out a month before Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which is what we opened up with, the conversation from John Williams. I'm going to jump back for a moment to the Flying Saucer Parts 1 and 2 in 1956. You're listening to Time Travel on WMFO in Medford.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real when I feel what my heart can conceal.
That was the Clatters recording. Too real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Duck back in the alley.
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
Just take a walk down the street.
Thank you. I return you now.
This is Brent, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel,
That was the Pelicans' outer space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching the saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you now. But you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record. Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
Oh, wah, bah, bloom, ah, blah, bam, boom.
And now, here are the ball scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go, reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Oh,
this is John Cameron Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around. We are not going to interrupt this record. Yes, we are. The flying saucer has landed again. Washington, the Secretary of Defense has just said...
Ain't that a shame?
That was Skinny Dynamo's record. That's a shame.
This is John Cameron Cameron Part 2. Gathered around me are several of the spacemen. Tell us, have you come to conquer the world?
Snap at the earth.
And now would you repeat that in English?
Don't want the world to have and hold.
Hey, why don't you go back where you came from?
Don't be angry and drive me away.
We return you now to our studios.
Here is a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote...
You can do anything for me, half of my blue suede shoes.
That was Pa Gherkin's record... Shoes.
We switch you again downtown.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Professor Sir Cedric of the British Institute, tell us, how were the saucers able to land?
Where do you see...
Motor cooled down, the heat went down.
That was Huckleberry's recording, The Motor Cooled Down.
This is John Cameron Cameron again. I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
See you later, alligator.
We return you now to our studios.
The spacemen have gone again, but look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Always be there.
Goodbye, Earth people.
We're sending you back to the future.
All right, I'm bringing you back to 1977. It's Linda Ronstadt. Some songs about love.
Love. People tell me love's got
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. You're in 1977. Hi, Carolyn.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. And love, life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you. Something for everyone. Set a course for adventure. Your mind on a new romance. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore.
You're in 1977 here on Time Travel.
Take a step that is new.
We've all of a space that needs your face.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
From 1976,
it's 1968 now. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Northeast winds sailing on summer breeze and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave. I won't let you leave my love behind.
So we were in 1917, now we're in 1968.
Open the pod doors, Hal.
Hey, keep rolling. Keep rolling there.
There we go, the Friends of Distinction, Grazing in the Grass. I used to have some Friends of Distinction, now I have a bunch of asses in my life. That's what happens when you get middle-aged, they become asses. Friends of Distinction with Grazing in the Grass. I found a cassette that I thought I'd bring in. I'm going to jump ahead. We're in 1968, but I'm going to take a brief stop to the year 2000. I found a cassette called 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back and the Truth That Will Set You Free. The author and the reader is a guy named Steve Chandler. Let's listen to one of the lies that are holding you back and the truth that will set you free. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. It's WMFO in Medford.
Welcome to the Audio Renaissance Unabridged presentation of 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back and the Truth That Will Set You Free. Written by Steve Chandler. Produced by Tony Hutz. And now, here is Steve Chandler.
Hi. This is a program about lies. Not the everyday white lies we use to spare someone's feelings, usually our own. Nor is it about huge public lies like, I would never do anything to harm Nicole. The lies I'm talking about are lies that do more damage than those do. They are lies to the soul. Lies we send down inside ourselves that convince us that we don't have any power. This is a program dedicated to uncovering a racket. The racket of conning ourselves into believing that deep inside we are helpless. the racket that talks us into believing in our defects instead of our energy. This con job can become a lifelong stratagem of self-deceit. If the lies are not exposed and brought out into the open, they can make fearful infants of us all. We will see how we chill ourselves down with these lies, how we use them to dampen the fire of the human spirit, and how we think, if I underachieve, so what? At least that's predictable and easy to manage. Operating on a small percentage of our potential may lead to a life of mild misery, but it's misery that's easy to manage. Just as a car going at slow speed is easier to manage than one going 120 miles an hour. Going 120 miles an hour is frightening and thrilling. The widespread popularity of self-deceiving might be due to its effectiveness. It gets the job done. It takes us out of the game. It sits us down at the end of the bench so we don't have to play. It even puts a cool towel around our necks, a towel in which we can hide our faces if we become ashamed that the world is passing us by. We speak these lies of how defeated we are so that they roll down like chilly water onto our souls, down like the River Jordan onto the flame of the spirit. All our lives roll on like the Fugs used to sing about the mighty river they called River of Shit. It was a song about lies. Every lie we tell ourselves is based on fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of the fresh and beautiful. Fear of that daring plunge into unknown beauty. Fear of uncertainty. Fear of being courageous, evolving, and creative. Fear of risking being a total fool. Fear of taking a stand for greatness. Those fears inspire the lies. The lies give us an easier, softer way to go every time. They remove us from daring action and huge commitments, from inventing a future in the face of total uncertainty. But the truth is that we don't have to accept anything cold rolling down inside us. We don't have to experience a river of fear. The truth is that we are powerful. We can fight back. We can take our lives into our own hands. Power grows in us the moment a future dream transforms into present-day action. That's when magic beyond comprehension expands inside the human energy system. That's what happened when Roger Bannister became the first human to run the 4-minute mile. It had become more than just a goal to him, so his mind expanded to let the new power in. Prior to Bannister, the running world had feared that the human body simply wasn't constructed to run the mile in faster than 4 minutes. It was feared that the human body would break down at that speed, that bad things would happen. But since that time, many more people have rerouted the river of fear inside them and accomplished even bigger things. This is true even in the narrow category of the foot race. There are many people over 60 years old who are now bettering earlier Olympic gold medal times for the mile, set by runners in their 20s. This is because humans are learning to expand their minds while the body merely follows. And while many will say that these faster running times are just because of better vitamins, training, and nutrition, that really doesn't explain it. Because the same improvement hasn't happened with racehorses. Over the same period of time, horses have also had better training and nutrition. They've even had controlled breeding. Yet no such astounding improvements in the times of racehorses has occurred. Human athletic accomplishments keep soaring beyond what we once believed possible. Human scientific accomplishments keep soaring as well. Human technological accomplishments are keeping pace. Perhaps the reason is simple. Human beings are finding greater and greater power within their minds. Humans are learning to stop lying about their limits. In this case, a sense of purpose replaces the lies inside the personal motivational system. We can replace a river of lies with a river of dreams. It's the same imagination that creates both, so why not take the dreams? These are the 17 lies that are in the way of those dreams.
Wow,
and to
okay.
see them is to see them disappear.
All right, that's part one of the very long title, 17 Lies. Let me read. 17 lies that are holding you back and the truth that will set you free. More next week on Time Travel with Crystal. That's just a little taste of the 17 lies that are holding you back and the truth that will set you free. It's such a long introduction, he doesn't even get to the first lie. So we'll do the first lie next week. We'll listen to more of that one. Anyway, we are in 1968. It is Chris Earle on Time Travel. Thanks for listening. Time for the Delphonics.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show is called Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. If you're still at work, leave.
Wasn't true, and you passed them by.
Passed them by.
Though you're in the center ring, and their lines don't mean a thing. Why don't you let me try?
Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know a song to sing. All I I'm sure you will see.
You will see.
The things I am saying are true, and the way I explain them to you. Listen to me.
La 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 la. I love you.
Oh, baby. La la.
It's Delphonics from 1968. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you till 7.
Hey, keep rolling. Keep rolling there.
We could be so good together. Yeah, so good together. We could be so good together. Yeah, we could, I know we could. Tell you lies, I tell you wicked lies. Tell you lies, tell you wicked lies. Hey, you got the world that we'll invent. Wanting world without lament. Enterprise, expedition, invitation and invention. It's so good to get. together, are so good together. We could be so good together. Yeah, we could. No, we could.
All right!
We could be so good together. Yeah, so good together. We could be so good together. Yeah, we could. No, we could. Tell you lies. Tell you wicked lies. Tell you lies. Tell you wicked lies.
The time you wake some tracks of joy. The heads the angels you destroy.
Angels fight. Angels cry. Angels dance and angels die. Yeah, so good together. Oh, they're so good together. We could be so good together. Yeah, we could. No, we could.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts is the band. We're in 1966. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle.
I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said.
That's okay, boy, won't you?
put the load right on me.
You put the load right on me.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite and a little less spark. A little less fight and a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart and maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Set your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
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 Don't procrastinate, don't articulate. Girl, it's getting late. You just sit and wait around. Conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Baby, satisfy me.
Satisfy me.